Hello, FPL managers. Welcome to a new episode of the FPL Optimized podcast. This is episode number 87. I am Bas, the casual manager, and my co-host is Sertab, the data scientist. This is the podcast in which we combine analytics with the good old eye test. Data or grass, or data and grass? That's the question. We are still in game week 31 as we are recording this on Wednesday evening, European time, but we can review game week 30 and look ahead to game week 32 as the next deadline is coming up on Saturday again. Sertab, before we dive into all the data, let's have a quick look at our game week 30 scores. And I think for the first time this season, we had a tie. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we tied 65 points each. I took minus 8. I took 2 hits.
Right.
So it is actually like 73 points, but 65 yeah. points is a net. So we tied. Yeah. So no one got a point. We still have a 3 score difference between the two of us. But 65 points was pretty good. I mean, in terms of the game week rank, and both of us got green arrows.
Yeah,
pretty good game week 30.
Yeah, I was hoping for a few more points. Actually, I lost my cup tie. I guess we'll talk about it later. But I lost it just on 1 point difference. So I was hoping, for example, Watkins, of course, that was unfortunate. He left during halftime. I was hoping for a bit more from him and also a few others. But overall, not too bad indeed. 65. Yeah, that's nice. So yeah, still 16-13, and I need to really hurry up if I still want to catch you. So, maybe this week. Maybe this week I can get one back, I think.
Okay. I was checking projections. I think I'm still ahead, but you never know.
Are you? Okay. Well, I made a good start yesterday, so that was good.
Oh, you win for gaming 31? Yeah, you will win.
Yeah, for 31, yeah.
31, you will win, but I'm hopeful for the 32.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. I can still make a few changes if needed.
You can.
Okay, well, let's look forward. And as usual, we can start with covering the fixture ticker for the upcoming game weeks.
Sure. So in terms of projected point averages, which is our fixture ticker, we have Manchester City at the top of this table. They are playing against Crystal Palace this game week. 4.7 defender average, 5.4 offense average. Not too bad, but they especially have a great game next week against Luton Town. 5.4 defense point average and 7.0 offense point average. So, obviously, it will be a popular, City will be popular in terms of both defenders and offense players. But beyond that, they have also Wolves game in game week 36, and then also Fulham game. That will be actually a double game week, I think. And for game week 37, the offense point average is 8.8, so pretty significant. In the second rank,
Does that already consider the double game week?
It does, right? Yeah, points, yes. But since FPL didn't add to the official, data, we don't see it here, but the points have it.
Points have it, because it's very high, the points. Yeah. Okay.
So Liverpool is in the second rank here. They're playing against Manchester United at away. 3.5 defense average and 4.9 offense average. Not too bad, but then they play against Crystal Palace next game week. 5.0 defense average. So Liverpool defenders will be popular. If not already. And then they have Fulham and Everton games in game week 34. It's a double game week for them. 6.2 defense average and 7.5 offense average. So, essentially, picks like Van Dijk, like Bradley, Salah, Darwin. It is common to see them in the teams already, but also for towards that game week, we will see them in more teams. In the third place, we have Arsenal. They play against Brighton away. It's an average fixture. But in this horizon, they also have a double in game week 34 against Wolves and Chelsea. And for that game week, 6.5 is the defense point average and 7.6 is the offense point average, which is pretty good. Then we have Chelsea in the fourth place. It's also funny because Chelsea was in the bottom half for a long time. Now they're in the fourth spot. So they have Nottingham Forest in game week 37, and it will be also a double game week, I think.
Double game week.
So yeah, their point average for that game week is pretty nice. And, you know, the rest of the fixtures are also not too bad, except the Arsenal game in game week 34.
Yeah, plus Chelsea has another double, so that's probably the 36 points reflecting it.
Oh, yes, so correct, correct. Yes, yes. And then in the fifth place, we have Newcastle. They're playing against Fulham this game week, average fixture. In this horizon, though, they have Sheffield United game in game week 35. And then also game week 37 looks favorable because of the double. Everton follows it. They play against Burnley, which is a good fixture, 4.3 defense average and 4.7 offense average. They also have a double in game week 34 against Nottingham Forest and Liverpool. So their points look pretty nice, 5.0 for defense and 6.1 for offense players that game week. And then we have Manchester United playing against Liverpool at home. But, I mean, this fixture is a little bit tough. 2.7 defense average is pretty low. But then some of the fixtures are not too bad. I mean, they have Sheffield United in game week 34. Even though it's not in the top 10 percentile, it's a favorable fixture, and they will have a double in 37. Then we have Tottenham. They have a blank in game week 34, so as the numbers, because of it, I think they're here, because they have a good fixture this game week, Nottingham Forest. And then we have Wolves playing against West Ham, and then finally Brighton playing against Arsenal. As the 9th and the 10th teams in this half. Any comments, Buzz?
Well, not too much. I mean, as we said last time, the first three teams is also the top three of the league. They're fighting for the title. So I think naturally it makes sense to invest in those teams. Then Chelsea with the two doubles that are still coming up. Almost everyone has Palmer already. So there, I think it's more a decision of who else you could get. Maybe Jackson in front could be interesting, or maybe someone from the defense. And then Everton is quite high in the chart, even though they're still battling for relegation. So they have some good upcoming fixtures now with Burnley at home. Later on, also Sheffield at home. And then, of course, the double. I'm just not sure who you should pick from the team. Maybe Mikulenko, but for the rest. No one really comes to mind, but that's something we should take a look at, especially for game week 34. Two home games. Not the easiest games. It's also Nottingham has been doing really well lately. So,
Yeah, I think we have seen Mikulenko in one of the optimal teams before, like a few weeks ago.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think double was affecting it too.
It could make sense because he's quite attacking also,
Yeah.
All right, let's look at the bottom team.
Bottom teams, we have Luton Town at the top of this table. They have all top fixtures, and they're obviously going to be difficult. They play against Bournemouth this game week at home. Point average is already low, but then they play against Manchester City in game week 33. I mean, it's quite low, obviously, again, playing against Manchester City. Sheffield United has a few bad fixtures. They play against Chelsea, Brentford game in game week 33, which is also challenging. I also see Newcastle and Everton are also the Newcastle in game week 35 and Everton in game week 37 as potentially bad fixtures in terms of point average. Then we have Burnley. And then Nottingham Forest, they also have a tough fixture this game week. They are playing against Tottenham. Defensively, it's just a little bit bad. 2.3 point average for Nottingham Forest defenders. And then we have Fulham in the fifth place. I mean, their point averages are okay-ish. They only have a Manchester City game at the end of this horizon in game week 37, which is a challenging fixture. And also, they have Liverpool in Game Week 34, but the model thinks still, like, in terms of, like, offensive points, you know, it changes between 3.7 to 4.4, like, not too bad. And then we have Crystal Palace. They have two tough fixtures, and then suddenly have a double Game Week. So they're one of the most interesting teams here. They play against Manchester City this Game Week, and then Liverpool the following week. And then they have a double in 34 against West Ham and Newcastle. Both games are at home. And their offense average is pretty good, 6.4. So I'm sure we will see lots of people picking Crystal Palace players towards Game Week 34.
Right.
And then West Ham follows. And then we have Aston Villa. And then Bournemouth and Brentford in this half of the charts.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, as I mentioned last time, I still have two Luton players sitting on my bench at the moment. But for game week 32 now against Bournemouth at home, I'm quite happy to play Morris. And then after that, I'll be selling them. Probably some more people might do that, as we still have some Luton players from the game week 29 blank. Those people who didn't free hit likely had some Luton players. And talking about free hits, I think for the people that are planning to use it in game week 34, you know, I think Crystal Palace, to your point, can be an interesting team because, you know, it's not a team to invest in now with two tough fixtures coming up. But then game week 34, they have an interesting double. So maybe as a free hitter, you can benefit there by going for a couple of Crystal Palace players. That's about it, I think. Cool. All right. Do you also have the game week odds for this game week?
Yes. So Rapti FPL on Twitter is sharing these goal and clean sheet odds for the upcoming fixtures. In game week 32, so the team with the highest goal average or expectation is Tottenham. They're playing against Nottingham Forest on Sunday. So that's the last game of the game week. I'm saying this now that I play FPL Challenge, I'm kind of like paying attention to when the games are. You know, I used to only look at the fixtures and that was it. But now I'm also checking it. So it's a good option for FPL Challenge players to, you know, maybe leave Tottenham players for later. I mean, you can start with some other picks like maybe Manchester City players on your bench, and if they don't do good, I mean Tottenham is a great backup here. 2.5 is their goal average for that game. And then we have Chelsea again playing on Sunday with 2.45 goal expectation against Sheffield United, which is also pretty good. I mean 2.5 Tottenham, 2.45 Chelsea. And then the third team, we have Liverpool, interestingly, 2.3 against Manchester United. Oh. Another Sunday fixture. So that Sunday, I think we will see lots of goals. So I'm just looking forward to it. And also, we have Manchester City Crystal Palace game. That's the first game of the game week. And their goal average is 2.25 against Crystal Palace. That game is also is giving the highest clean sheet odds with 44% for Manchester City. And the second team with the highest clean sheet odds is Everton with 38% on Saturday against Burnley.
34%. Oh, sorry. I was looking at Tottenham. Everton with 38. Yes. You're right.
So, that's also a good probably game to target, especially, you know, if you are going to pick defenders.
Yeah, that's true.
Again, I'm also like my mind is shifting to challenge. Sorry, but Tottenham has 34% clean sheet odds, as you mentioned, and then Arsenal at 32% against Brighton, and then Chelsea is at 32% against Sheffield United are some of the interesting odds from. But I mean, I'm looking at this, and there are lots of teams with almost two or more than two goal expectation. We have City 2.25, Aston Villa 2.15, Everton 1.9, Bournemouth 1.9, Arsenal 2.15, Liverpool 2.3, Chelsea 2.45, and finally Tottenham 2.5. So this game week, we should be able to see lots of goals. Now that I'm saying this, we will probably get lots of, you know, nil nils. Yeah. But yeah, I'm expecting a fun weekend for us.
No, it looks like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of regret that I sold Watkins, even though he might be injured, I think. But yeah. And I'm wondering still about the high clean sheet odds for Tottenham, because as a Pedro Porro owner, like mm-hmm. many of us who have him, it feels like they never keep a clean sheet. So kind of lost my confidence there. Yeah.
Okay. Need to check. Probably okay. Nothing in Forrest's offensive output is affecting those numbers, but
I think Nottingham has been doing quite well, really. Gibbs White in good form.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's
true.
So a golden assist. Yeah.
I wouldn't. I'm not a person that is betting. I never bet. But if I would be betting, I wouldn't bet on a Tottenham clean sheet, I think.
Whose clean sheet would you bet here? Like among all these teams, City maybe or
Chelsea? I think, even though it's away. Chelsea.
Okay.
Maybe Chelsea. It's difficult. There are not too many clean sheets lately. I was hoping yesterday for one for Newcastle, but then they got the penalty against them, so that was unfortunate. As a Dubravka owner.
Yeah.
But I was feeling, actually, we were watching the telly and that was the penalty, and I was actually feeling quite confident. I was like, okay, Dubravka will probably save it against Calvert-Lewin. So that would be nice save points. But then he almost had it. Well, yeah. He touched it. Let's put it like that.
Wish we could get some points for that. Yeah. I was also kind of checking my game week points and rank. And Dubravka was on for a bonus too, but then he lost the clean sheet and the bonus, and just 2 points. It's just
and it was a really stupid penalty. I think the guy, the defender, just came onto the pitch, and it looked a bit like a judo move, right? He took the guy around the neck, and then he put him onto the ground. So that looks
I think defender points have this issue, Bas, especially with defender and goalkeepers. I mean, for forwards and midfielders, they get points from some, they get 3 points from assists, or if the team keep a clean sheet, they get one more point, midfielders. Yeah. But for defenders and goalkeepers, it's always brutal. It's either two or six all the time. And then they occasionally get bonus too. So. Yeah. It is just sad to, pass over 60 minutes and then, the points update, you see lots of points for your team. And then if your team concede a goal between, 60th minute and the, end of the game, it's always sad. Sometimes my defenders concede a goal at the beginning of the game and I feel better. You don't have any expectations. you keep your expectations pretty low after that point. But it's just upsetting. True.
Yeah, yesterday also Ait Nouri was quite interesting. I have Ait Nouri. He scored a goal, so that was good. But then apparently he missed a very big second chance. He could have scored 2 goals. And he was on the bonus point. But then because he missed a big chance, he lost the bonus as well.
Those are my favorite. The entire bonus system is just bonkers.
And did you see the one from Turner, the goalkeeper?
No.
So he was on the bench, but he got booked
on
the
bench. So I heard about it. -1. And some people are getting an auto sub, right?
Yeah. Somebody had Areola, but Areola got injured, and then Turner on the bench, and then so that's a -1. So yeah,
this is the peak FBL experience. I should say
FBL experience. Yeah. Well, good stories. All right. Well, let's move on. Usually we go to the optimal team.
Yeah.
Are we also looking again at chip strategies today?
Yes. Let me cover some optimal wildcard stuff. I use 102 team value here, FBI review data with 1DK, and I'm using the Python optimization solver here. If you only have your wildcard, and if you're wildcarding this game week, your objective score will be 535, optimal objective score, and then lineup points will be 518.
Yeah.
And so let's consider the alternative. So if you have also free hit, You can, yeah, well, potentially use it in game week 34 or 37. Those are the double game weeks and, well, sensible times. So I was just checking which one is better. And game week 34 is better. If you use your free hit in game week 34, you get 17 more objective score and 50 more lineup points. That's pretty solid for a free hit. And if you leave it for 37, it's only plus 10 objective score and plus 9 lineup points. Right. So if I have my free hit 34 and I was wildcarding now, I would plan for 34. How about bench boost? If you only have bench boost and wildcarding this week, it is pretty close, actually. You can either bench boost in 34 or 37. There's not a meaningful difference. If you bench boost in 34 alone, you get 16 more lineup points. And in game week 37, you get 15 more lineup points. But in terms of objective score, bench boost 37 is ahead. And also, one reason here is that because of the probability of like injuries, rotation, these projected points go down towards the end of the horizon. So game week 37 EV right now will be higher when the time comes. But again, so we have DK for a reason, right? If you're wildcarding now, and if you're planning to bench boost in 37, some of your players might get injured or rotated, so you might lose some EV. So in this case, it doesn't matter 34 or 37, but obviously if you are going for 37, you need to be careful about which players, and hopefully, you know, you pick players who are less likely to get rotated or hopefully injured, but it's 50-50. And if you have both free hit and bench boost and wildcarding this game week, so you have two logical alternatives. You can either free hit in 34, bench boost in 37, or the other way around. Right. And if you free hit in 34, bench boost in 37, you get 36 more lineup points, which is pretty significant. Again, it's more than the sum of the, you know, doing this separately, and the same amount of objective score. That's pretty solid. And if you bench boost in 34 and free hit in 37, then you only get 27 more lineup points. So it's clear that the solver prefers free hit in 34 and then bench boost in 37. It is, it's much better. So obviously the the argument about bench boost 37 is maybe towards the end of the season some teams won't have too much things to play for, so there might be more rotations, and then free hitting might be, you know, easier if you are doing that way. But in terms of projected points, like, there's a significant difference between the two, so I would try to bench boost in 37 and free hit in 34.
And when looking at this chart, you're not saying that if you have your wild card, it's optimal to use it now, right?
I'm just assuming if you are wildcarding right now.
Wildcarding this week,
I also have my wild card and bench boost. I use my free hit. You haven't, I know. So if you have your wild card, it might be better to use it in game week 35. And the reason is you want to split game week 34 from game week 37, because, well, obviously different teams are like doubling, or like the optimal players are very different. Like, if the optimal free hit for 34 and optimal free hit for 37. So you probably want different players in both halves. It is easier to split it either in game week 35 or 36. You can wildcard early. Someone was asking me about it. You can wildcard early. If you have your free hit right now still, then you can wildcard early without losing too much EV, I think. But if you don't have your free hit, if you only have your wildcard and bench boost like me, wildcarding after 34 is probably going to be better for most people, unless your team is in a bad shape because of random stuff, but with this, let's talk about the, you know, what's the wildcard 32 team. So obviously I listed like lots of combinations. If you are watching on YouTube, you can see the entire squad, but I will only talk about the wildcard 32 team without any other chips. We have Raya and Petrovic as goalkeepers. We have Gabriel, Mykolenko, Tarkovsky, Ruben and Gvardiol as defenders. In midfield, we have Saka, Salah, Palmer, Garnacho and Sarabia. And in forward, we have Solanke, Tony and Haaland. And most of these teams have similar selections. There are obviously like minor differences depending on when you are free hitting or like bench boosting. But yeah, if you are curious about those, you can check our YouTube recording and you will be able to see the entire squad. Yeah. Any comment about this wildcard team before we move?
Not too much, no. I think, yeah, Mykolenko was there. We spoke about him earlier, so that's nice to see him here. Double City defense. I think it's a bit easier now to bet on the City defense because of all the injuries. So I think could be a bit less worries about its rotation, or maybe a bit easier to pick the ones who are quite sure to play. So that's good. And for the rest, yeah, I don't see too much Liverpool coverage, right? It's just Salah and the wildcard 32 one.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Yeah, we can also have a look at this, okay. You know, what's the planned transfers for game week, sorry, wildcard 32 team. So Solver rolls transfer in game week 33 because it likes rolling it. But in game week 34, it sells Tony for Darwin so that you get Darwin for the double. So Salah and Darwin, you have two Liverpool. In... Well, when we were checking, I think last week, we also have seen Van Dijk appearing in some of the optimal teams. So they also had a good fixture like this week, 31. So it was kind of like affecting it. I think two Liverpool player is what the solver is going for. But I think two or three you can Probably like if we force three Liverpool players for game week 34, probably the objective score won't be too different. That's what I'm guessing. But anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
Anything else about the optimal team?
No.
Okay.
No. Cool. All right. Let's look at the captaincy options, which I think will be a difficult choice this game week.
Yeah, it's a little bit interesting. So we have, like in the ensemble model, we have Son with the highest point average, with 6.75, playing against Nottingham Forest at home. In the second rank, we have Salah, 6.65. Again, like 0.1 EV difference between the two. But Salah is playing against Manchester United at away. And then we have Haaland at 6.57, playing against Crystal Palace. And Palmer is 6.09. So even Palmer is not too far from this, you know, top three. And then we have Solanke against Luton Town with 5.25. Well, realistically, it will be between these three players, Son, Salah, and Haaland, depending on which players you have. For people who have all of them, like me, it's going to be a tough choice. And in terms of models, Fantasy Football Fix and FPL Review has Son as the top option. And FPL Review actually has only 1% difference between Son and Salah. So it might be other way around when the deadline comes. And then Fantasy Football Hub and Fantasy Football Scout has Haaland higher than other two. But yeah, obviously now that Haaland is not starting today's game, so some of these might change because we pulled the data this morning before the benching news. And Palmer is Draft Hound's choice. Interestingly, and then finally FBL team and Mikael Tokvam has Salah ahead of everyone else, but in Mikael Tokvam's model the difference between Salah and Palmer is only 0.4%, so this is again, all of these players are very close in terms of, you know, how far or like in terms of the EV, so there's no clear analytical pick for captaincy. But yeah, I mean, I am tempted to captain Salah. Or like, if I didn't check models, I think like if you just asked me, I would have said probably Salah. But now I'm a little bit confused, to be honest. How about you?
Yeah, I'm also not decided yet. Well, first of all, I don't own Haaland, and I don't think I will own him. So that's for me not an option. Son at home against Nottingham. So I think Spurs usually at home, you know, they're playing quite well. I hope Richarlison will play again, because then maybe Son can move to the left. I think he's a bit better there, more dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely an option. I also like Salah. It's a big game away to Man United for Liverpool. That's always there's always a lot of pressure and tension around that mm-hmm. game, and especially now Liverpool competing for the top spots in the league. So I think Liverpool will show up with a good performance. And Palmer is just in really great form, right? You saw the penalty that he scored that weekend. This weekend, it just shows how much confidence he has. And yeah. Away to Sheffield, that's a good game too. So yeah,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind either option, to be honest. So I just need to pick one. Hmm.
So what will be the tiebreaker for you? Like, if come deadline,
but deadline, how I feel about it. Don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, objectively, I would say Son. It's a home game against Nottingham, but yeah, that's what I would pick as the easy choice. But still, Salah and Palmer are close to me for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Now that like Son again blanked this game week, so. You know, it just well, I'm not trying, you know, getting stuck with the.
No, that's true. That's also why I even have some doubts.
Get upset. Yeah.
That's also. I was watching some of the Spurs game yesterday. They were not really convincing.
Mm-hmm.
But then West Ham are doing quite well as well lately. It wasn't an easy game for them. I think Nottingham at home is a bit of a different story. It's not easy, but it is different than West Ham away, I would say.
Yeah, and while we're talking about this, like, do you want to talk about your jersey?
Yeah, I was thinking, like, which one to pick, and I was, you know, I still had West Ham on my mind for played yesterday, and Bowen is in really good form. Kudus also still in
your
good form.
Your favorite player, Kudus. Every time I see Kudus's name, I'm like, yeah, this is Boss's favorite player.
I wonder if I will still own him at some point. There's not that much time left. But no, so a West Ham shirt. It's from the year 2000. I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Fila with Dr. Martens on it. I think quite famous mm-hmm. from that time. And again, a shirt that I could lend from Koen Visser, one of our listeners.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's the shirt for today.
Yeah, it's a great one.
All right. And before we finish it, we can take a quick look at the mini league, even though this current game week isn't over yet. But we can take a quick look. Or was there anything else you wanted to cover,
no.
Sir Top?
Yeah, let's talk about the mini league. Yeah.
Yeah, so in the mini league. Last week we were really excited about the cup games as those started in game week 30.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Unfortunately, looks like we both got kicked out, right, in the first round. So the excitement is already over. Unfortunately. Yeah. And as I mentioned, for me, it was just a 1-point gap. So it was quite painful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it for you? Do you know? Was it close or you didn't look at it?
the cup game?
Yeah.
I haven't checked. I know that I got eliminated. I think there was a few points between us. Yeah, but yeah, you know, I had a tough draw. I played against Richard. So, I wasn't really expecting much to begin with. And then I got, you know, what I expected. So,
That happens.
He has a huge team value. I was just checking this, and you know, in this mini league chart you can see his team, and then his team value is 106.4, and it's just like, that's insane. I haven't checked mine, to be honest, but that's higher than you know, any teams in this like top 10 we have in
the league. Oh, wow. So. Okay. He must have been watching all the price changes very much.
I guess so.
Made some good moves. All right. But yeah, so if we look at our top three, we have a new team in the league, and it's quite an honor to be joined by the team which is currently leading FPL. So that's Sandeep Joswal with his team Alexander Great. And he has 2,052 points, and he is on OR number one at the moment. Pretty amazing. So that makes it also really difficult to beat him. And naturally, he's also leading the mini league.
Yeah, now to win the mini league, you need to win FPL. Yeah.
The gap is 40 points with the number two now, which is Ross M. And then number three is Cedric L. But as I said, the game week isn't over yet, so it's not completely fair to look at it too much. We'll come back on it in the next episode.
Yeah.
So I think that was it for today, right, Sardop?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll wrap it up. So thanks for listening. This was FPL Optimized Podcast, episode number 87. Good luck with the rest of game week 31, and also good luck with making your game week 32 decisions. We will be back with another episode next week. I won't be here though, but Sertalp will be, and I believe he has already invited some guests. So make sure to tune in again next week. I'm sure it will be interesting. You can subscribe to our podcast so you'll get notified when the next episode is published. And if you do enjoy our content, you can make us really happy by leaving a positive review. You can also follow us on X. For Sertalp, it's at Sertalp Bilal. And for me, it's at BelfieBB. We also have a separate account for the pod on X, which is at FPL Optimized. And on top, you can also find us on YouTube.
And until next time, stay curious and stay analytical. Goodbye.
Goodbye.